Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you already have your pies cooling on the counter, your stuffing and vegetables pre-made and ready to cook, your turkey all set for roasting, and time to spare. But if you're anything like me, though, you might be running around like mad trying to tie up loose ends and make sure the meal gets on the table. Today, we're going to talk about 6 common last-minute Thanksgiving dilemmas and easy solutions that can save the day. Today's Clever Cookster podcast is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, better-for-you snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with really delicious treats that even picky people will love. I adore their flavored pistachios with seasonings like lemon pucker or chili lime. Support the Clever Cookster podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/QDT. That's right, free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/QDT. So, Thanksgiving dilemma number 1. You didn't reserve a turkey, and now there are none to be had in the stores. Don't panic. Let's take a deep breath and remember what the holiday's about: a delicious, comforting meal shared with friends and family, and gratitude. So be grateful that there are so many other options. You could roast some gorgeous Cornish hens, or even a duck, or, of course, a chicken. Or you could buy a turkey breast and thighs to roast and serve. A bone-in turkey breast can be as impressive as the entire bird, and you'll still get to carve it. Whatever you do, don't buy a frozen bird at this point, which brings us to our next Thanksgiving dilemma. You bought a turkey, but you didn't defrost it. So for years, this has been the most common question called into the famous Butterball hotline. When and how do I thaw a turkey, and what do I do if it's too late? So, good to know a few days ago, a frozen turkey can take 4 or 5 days to fully defrost in the refrigerator. So if your turkey's still frozen at this point, it's time for plan B. A frozen turkey thaws at about 1/2 hour per pound in a cold water bath. So if you still have time, make sure your turkey is sealed in a waterproof bag and submerge it in a sink full of cold water. Change the water regularly to keep it cold. If you don't have time to thaw it whole, thaw your turkey in pieces. Remove the giblet bag as soon as you can to speed up the defrosting. When it's starting to thaw enough, use a cleaver to butterfly the turkey. Then cut off the legs and thighs and chop them into pieces with a cleaver. You'll need a cleaver so that you can cut through the bones. The pieces will thaw and roast much more quickly. And although I know it's a little heartbreaking not to serve the entire turkey in one piece, it's better than having a frozen bird. Never try to thaw a turkey at room temperature or in warm water. It's a recipe for bacteria growth, which is a much bigger dilemma. Thanksgiving dilemma number 3, you forgot to plan a vegetable for the menu. This is a comparatively easy one. All those frozen green beans, green peas, pearl onions, spinach, or Brussels sprouts hanging out in the back of your freezer are about to seriously step up to the plate. Either brown them in butter and add chopped fresh herbs and toasted chopped nuts, or make a quick bechamel sauce. Adding caramelized onions never hurt anyone either. These are all stovetop ideas, so you won't be giving up oven space, which is pretty important the day of. I want to take a minute to say thanks again to this episode's sponsor, NatureBox. 2 words, free snacks. I always start to get a little tired and cranky in the afternoon, but instead of heading for the vending machine, I get wholesome, delicious snacks at naturebox.com. They're all real food made from nuts, seeds, fruit, and other good ingredients. They've got 0 artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, 0 grams trans fats, and no high fructose corn syrup. You'll even find snacks with no added sugar and without gluten. So in the afternoon slump when I need a pick-me-up, I grab some honey macadamia pretzel pops and I'm good until dinner. They're so much better for you than other snack options out there. And now I want to give you the chance to try NatureBox for free with a trial box featuring 5 of their most popular snacks. Go to naturebox.com/QDT and start snacking smarter. That's naturebox.com/QDT to get a free trial box of delicious snacks. So Thanksgiving dilemma number 4, you ran out of butter, sugar, milk, or another staple. As tempting as it is to try to get someone to run to the store for you at the last minute, you might not need to do that. Substitution is the name of the game here. Swap in sour cream, cream cheese, shredded cheese, or plain full-fat Greek yogurt in your mashed potatoes instead of butter, and then dress them up with refrigerator staples like chopped cooked bacon or sliced green onions. For sweet potato dishes, try adding maple syrup or palm sugar instead of white sugar, and coconut oil instead of butter. They'll be a delicious upgrade. You might even want to try this if you haven't run out of white sugar. And Thanksgiving dilemma number 5, you didn't make cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, bread, or another must-have, but you don't want to give in to serving something obviously store-bought. Here's where presentation counts. We can doctor up some store-bought versions so that they're worthy of your Thanksgiving table. Canned whole cranberry sauce can be microwaved a little to soften it, then whisked together in a bowl with orange zest and chopped orange segments. And store-bought pie crusts are entirely acceptable. When I was little, my mom taught me a trick which I still use in a bind. Defrost a frozen pie crust, then carefully use your fingers to smooth out the pre-crimped edge of the crust. Using your fingers or a fork, re-crimp the edge of the pie crust, literally a homemade touch. And if you don't have any bread, you can whip up a quick cornbread the night before or morning of, or buy some par-baked dinner rolls and then get fancy by serving them with your house-made butter. Blend softened whipped butter with finely chopped herbs and garlic, or with finely chopped dried fruits and nuts and cinnamon. And our last Thanksgiving dilemma, number 6. Your guests are about to arrive, they're going to be hungry, and the meal won't be ready for a while. What about appetizers? So here are some really simple ideas that won't take you away from cooking the main meal. You can use leftover unbaked stuffing to fill mushroom caps with the stems removed, sprinkle them with cheese, and then bake them for about a half an hour, and you'll have these gorgeous little stuffed mushrooms that people just love. Or you can stick a drained can of beans, like garbanzos or cannellini beans, in the food processor with olive oil or tahini. Add sun-dried tomatoes or marinated artichokes, and then season to taste with herbs and spices and serve with bread, chips, crackers, or raw veggies. Or you could cut pita bread or tortillas into triangles, toss them with a little olive oil, salt, and other seasonings, and then toast them in the oven for a quick homemade chips to serve with store-bought hummus. You could also toss some jarred or canned olives in a skillet with a little olive oil and seasonings like red pepper flakes and fennel seeds, just enough to warm up the olives, instantly gourmet. Or you could do the same thing with unroasted, unsalted nuts. Another idea that I love is making cheese quesadillas in a skillet or under the broiler, then cutting them into triangles and serving them with salsa, sour cream, guacamole, whatever you have in the fridge. You can find the recipes and tricks that we talked about today on cookster.com. And remember, even if everything goes according to plan, it never hurts to be adaptable in the kitchen. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and join us next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.